And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 20th of June, 2015. It's the birthday of the poet Paul Muldoon, born in Portadown, Northern Ireland, 1951. He said of his childhood, the place was County Armagh, about halfway across Northern Ireland, an apple-growing district where some of the people who had been planted there in the Elizabethan era had come from Warwickshire and brought with them their apple plants, but also much of the language which William Shakespeare was using and which was fossilized where I was brought up. It's the birthday of Charles Waddell Chestnut, born in Cleveland, 1858. His parents were Southerners of mixed race who had left Fayetteville, North Carolina, for Ohio. Chestnut looked white, but he always identified as black. Family moved back to North Carolina when he was a boy. He went to a Freedmen's Bureau school for children of freed slaves, became a teacher, then a principal. He was established there in Fayetteville, but he thought he didn't have much of a future as a black writer in the South. So he moved back to Ohio, passed the state bar exam, set up a stenography business, became a court stenographer, and started writing stories for The Atlantic Monthly. 1899, his first book came out called The Conjure Woman, stories about clever slaves outwitting their cruel masters. They were written in dialect, filled with supernatural events. The book did well, and so did his next book, The Wife of His Youth and Other Stories of the Color Line, stories of middle-class, light-skinned characters of mixed race. Chestnut quit the stenography business, became a full-time writer, came out with three novels, which sold poorly. Readers considered them too angry, too radical. So he went back to stenography. And it's the birthday of Lillian Hellman, born New Orleans, 1905. She was 26 years old when she wrote her first play, The Children's Hour, story of two teachers, Karen and Martha, teach at an elite all-girls New England boarding school. A malicious student spreads a rumor that they are lesbian lovers, and their lives fall apart. Parents pull their students out of school. Martha commits suicide. It was a sensation when it was produced. Got rave reviews on Broadway, and it was the beginning of Lillian Hellman's celebrity. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran entitled Retired. On the island where I was a child, nearly everyone was retired, their fortunes already made. Death was around them, the way water was around our streets. They taught me how to go fishing without catching fish. The tide's breath was marked in notebooks they kept beneath their pillows. One old lady fed me chocolates from a tin until my teeth were stained by greed. The old do things slowly, so I grew used to grocery store lines that did not move, cars that stopped in the middle of the road. One man spent a whole day helping me bury a squirrel. We wrote odes and dirges to the way it once hurried and planned. Retired, a poem by Faith Sheeran from Telling the Bees, published by Stephen F. Austin State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by LegalZoom, for over 10 years, providing legal solutions for business owners, families, and individuals, including incorporation, LLCs, wills, and living trusts. LegalZoom.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.